On November 9th, 1985, the morning that Danny Paquette was murdered, he had planned a full day's worth of work. It was a Saturday, but nonetheless, Danny liked to stay busy. He had a strong work ethic, something he probably learned from his father. The old man had run the Paquette family dairy farm in the 1960s, getting up early in the morning to milk the cows before heading off to put in 8 to 10 hours as a construction foreman. Danny's latest girlfriend, Ruth Celeste, was new to New Hampshire, having come to the Granite State from western Pennsylvania with her ex-husband and 3 teenage sons 6 months earlier. Like a lot of women in town, she'd found Danny Paquette extremely attractive. She'd liked his rugged looks and his bad boy demeanor, though her boys hadn't shared her admiration. In fact, the boys and their mother's new man had recently had a falling out, which had been brewing for weeks over inane stuff such as the fact that Danny wanted the kids to get their rusty car off his property, and they resented the way he said it. At the heart of the matter, Ruth's boys were sure that Danny was just using their mother. In turn, Danny had no patience with the boys, whom he considered lazy. Danny Paquette was 36 years old when he died. Ruth had warmed his bed the night before. Her sons had spent the night back at her place. Danny had a voracious sexual appetite, so she made sure to please him. Even though she hadn't known him long, she'd already learned that the only side you'd ever want to be on was Danny Paquette's good side.